Welcome to Torah Timech Hanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shelby Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Lamed Hei, the 35th Perek. If you recall, we have transitioned from talking about the threat of Ashur and the time of Chizkiyahu to talking about the end of days. And last Perek spoke for us about the time when Hashem will destroy the people of Edom and Yishmael, destroy our enemies, and allow us to rebuild a new world in which everything comes to fruition and the world is full of hope. Perek Lamed Hei is a relatively short perek, and it will continue to describe this future time when there is revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is peace, there is tranquility, there is goodness. And there are a couple of different elements to this time of Mashiach that we're going to pick up on in this perek to discuss. Pasuk Aleph tells us, Yesusum midbar v'tzia, the thirsty and dry desert will rejoice over them, them being Am Yisrael. Metagel arava v'tifrach chavatzelet. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom like a rose. And this image of blossoming continues on in Pasuk Beis, where it says, paruach tifrach v'tagel af gilat v'ranan kvod halevanon. It will blossom a little bit, it will rejoice, and then we'll continue to even have further rejoicing. This image really gives us an understanding that Geula is something which is going to happen slowly. It's a process, just like a rose doesn't one day overnight become a beautiful plant, but bit by bit it grows and it blossoms and opens up in order to give its full beauty. So too Geula will come, as the Midrash tells us, kima kima, one step at a time. Geula is a slow process, but it is also a slow, joyful process. It's a process which continues to give more and more happiness, more and more splendor, more and more satiation to those who are watching its process. As Pasuk Beis continues and it says, Kvod halevanon nitan la, hadar hakelmer v'hasharon. The glory of the Levanon has been given to her, the majesty of the Carmel and the Shomron. Hema yir'u kvod Hashem hadar Elokeinu. They will see the glory of Hashem and they will see the majesty of Hashem. The word hadar, which is used twice in this pasuk, is very telling. Hadar, Rav Hutna explains, is a word of beauty, which doesn't simply mean beautiful, because the word yafeh means beautiful. It's a word that means beauty which comes retroactively. At the end of a long process, when you look back and see how every step of the process needed to be there for a specific reason, the beauty of the harmony at the end of the song, where you see how all the different pieces of the song play their part, the minors and the major parts, all together to make a beautiful song, that's hadar. In fact, in Aramaic, the Aramaic word hadar in Hebrew means chazar, which means to go back, which is really what we're going for. It's this retrospective beauty of hindsight. When you look back and you go, oh, that's really beautiful, right? And that's really what we're going for here too, that we're not just going for beauty in the time of Geula, the beauty of the end of times, but we want to look back and say, wow, retrospectively we see how everything makes sense. I have mentioned previously in the recordings of Yeshayahu how there is one perek in the book of Torah, in Devarim specifically, which deals with the end of days, and that is Parshas HaGeula Devarim Perek Lamed. And Devarim Perek Lamed opens up with a similar theme of hadar, of retrospective clarity, which is beautiful. When it tells us, Pasuk Aleph says, V'hayaki avo elecha kol hadvarim ha'ele. After all of these things have happened, all of time has passed before your eyes, then v'hashevosa el levavecha, you will look back on everything. And Rav Hirsch speaks about this in very beautiful language in his Perush on Sefer Devarim. And if the exile is going to take a long time and it's going to be a painful process, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to the Nevi'im, he turns to Yeshayahu, and he turns to future Nevi'im after him. And he says, you're going to have to give chizuk to these people who are going to have the stamina to wait out for the ultimate redemption for many, 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 many thousands of years. And Pasuk Gimel says, Chazku yadayim rafot, strengthen those weakened hands, ubrikayim koshlot ametzu, and make strong the buckling knees of the people who feel like they don't have what it takes to wait out for this long, elongated process of Geula. Pasuk Dalet, Imru lenim harei lev, say to those people who are impatient with their waiting, say to them, Chizku al tira'u, be strong, don't be afraid. Hine elokechem nakam yavo. See, your God has come with revenge. Gemul Elokim hu yavov yoshiechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's retribution. Hashem's retribution will come and save you. And the Malbim picks up on the strangeness of those words. And essentially he says as follows. He says, what is the thing that's going to save him? You, Gemul Elokim, your reward. Your reward from Hashem is the thing, the very thing that will save you. And maybe that's why, says the Malbim, Geula is taking so long. Because as you're living through this dark, dark exile, you're saying, why is redemption saying taking so long? Hashem is answering and saying, you're busy building redemption. You are making redemption. Gemul Elokim, your reward is the redemption. And thus we need to wait until you're all done building in order to be redeemed and in order to experience the end of days. And then, and if only then, if only we will come to a full recognition of the fact that the Galus process is actually also the Geula process, because the Galus process is what builds the Geula ultimately. Then, Pasuk Hei tells us, as to Pakachna Enei Ivrim, then the eyes of the blind will be opened, and Vo'ozne Chershim Tipakachna, and the ears of the deaf will be opened. All our disabilities, all the things that are stopping us from truly being ourselves, will all be removed, whether it's that we can't see or we can't hear. Or Pasuk Vav says, Ad yedaleg ka'ayel piseach, or a lame person will begin to dance like a deer. V'taron lashon ilem, and the tongue of the mute will sing a happy song. And the Malbim points out that this really moves us through thought, speech, and action. You'll be able to hear, you'll be able to see, and you'll be able to do, and you will dance. And Rashi says, who are these people who are mute, who cannot sing? They are the Jews who have been silenced by the nations. You can hear throughout these descriptions of the person who's blind, the person who's deaf. These are all limitations which were put upon us by the other nations. We've become powerless. And as we go through the long exile, we hope for a time in which we can act. We're not passive anymore, but we are actives. We are active. We are the writers of our own story. And that's this imagery here. This imagery here, and it feels so timely and it feels so relevant to read it right now in our day and age. This idea that one day you will not be powerless, you will not be victims, you will be the ones who are writing the script of the story of Am Yisrael. And nature will mirror that understanding of us being the authors of Jewish history. As it tells us, Pasuk Zion describes how a land of thirst, an empty land, will once again sprout water and be fruitful and be flourishing. And Pasuk Ches says, V'haya sham, and over there being Eretz Yisrael, there will be a maslul v'derech, a path and a journey, v'derech kodesh yikarela, and it will be called a path of kedusha. And that's really what we're going for, as we keep saying, is this idea of us striving towards the state of kedusha. And we're told, Lo ya'avrenu tamei, someone who is richly impure shall not pass on that path. V'hu lamo, it will be ours. It will be our story, our journey, our path. And Pasuk Tes really reinforces this idea. Lo yesham ariyeh ufaritz chayot bal ya'alena. There will not be any wild animals or any lions on this path of Am Yisrael. Because lo timtza sham v'holchei geulim, the only people who you're going to find walking on that path are the geulim, the redeemed ones, us, Am Yisrael. And in the climax of hope, the perek ends, upaduye Hashem yeshuvon ubao tzion berina. The redeemed ones of Hashem, and that Barbanel points out, we're paduye Hashem, we're not paduye Choresh, and we're not paduye any other leader who has tried to do us any favors and tried to save us and tried to be our friend. That's not what we want. We want to be Paduye Hashem. And then we can come with real rejoicing, with real happiness. Rina was this happiness of the first Beis HaMikdash. Simcha is the happiness of the second one. But then it says, not only that, there'll be Sason v'Simcha Yasigu. They will reach a whole new level of state of joy and happiness. V'Nasu Yagon v'Anacha. And crying and moaning will be obliterated, will flee and won't exist. It's not good enough to rejoice. We want a kind of rejoicing that has the certainty that we will never be crying ever again. On the Seder night, when we end Magid, we talk about two different songs which will be sung. We mention a Shira Chadasha, a new song, and then later on we mention Shir Chadash, also a new song. The one is in feminine and the other one is in masculine. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe explains how the first song, the Shira Chadasha, is feminine because feminine, Al Pi Kabbalah, represents that which is cyclical, that which repeats. and when we are redeemed in the world of Olam Hazeh, in the world before the coming of Mashiach, we can sing a new song, but we know that the cycle will repeat itself inevitably. However, when we get to the end of days, then we'll sing a Shir Chadash, which is masculine. Masculine is not cyclical. It's one directional. It's a song that has the certainty that V'nasu Yagon V'anacha, there is no more crying. And this victory is a victory that is eternal. It means we will not have to go back to war again, not in 6 months, not in 2 months, not in a year. The enemies are gone. And this is what we're yearning for. We don't just want to destroy our enemies. We want to destroy our enemies forever. And that's the hope, really, of Perek Lamed Hei. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema, L'Yonina Sima, Bas Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara Shelano, ולפצועי צהל, אחינו היקרים, בתוך שער חולי ישראל, נינה וחיים שנקה.